This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
All right, Rabbi Shai. Last week we discussed the sugya of Iruv Chitim with Iris. And what we mentioned last week was Shitas HaRamban. We worked on Shitas HaRamban last week. Shitas HaRamban is that in order for a mixture of flour and rice flour to be considered a shear challah, it has to come from shear. It has to come from a shear. In other words, the chita has to come from a shear challah. And we explained, based on the Yesod of the Achrayim, Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, and others, that in order to be able to have a chalois shem of we'll call it tam ki ikar. So you have to have, for example, when you have a nevela that mixes into a kshera, so it already has a shem nevela, so it's able to be mispashet to the whole shem kshera. Masha'enkin, something that's just wheat and it doesn't have a shir chala yet, so that's nothing unless you have a shame shir chala from the beginning, that's able to be mevatel, and that's able to make a chalais on other things. That's how we explain the Ramban, and therefore the Reb Shmuel explains a yesoid similar in Hilchas Mikvayas that way, that you have to have a shir of something before it's able to, in other words, you have to have a shame of something in order for it to give a chalais shame on everything else. That was the Ramban. We said that this week we would discuss Shitas HaRosh. So I just wanted to start from where we left off last week. So Shitas HaRosh is in... Oh boy, did I bring it? Man, the Rosh over there. In the Shitas HaRosh in Hilchas Chala, which, by the way, is in Hilchas... in Bechairis, and I'll tell you why I needed it. Thank you. I needed it because I needed to look at the Piskei Rosh. Remind me, I'll tell you why in the Piskei Rosh. So in the Rosh in Hilchas Chala, so all the Hilchas Ketanos of Hil Bechairis and Tzitzis, Tfilin, it's all in Bechairis over there. Stam, just to remember. And the Rosh argues on the Ramban, and he says, Kivan shenosna achita tam ba'iris, hafachatam esa iris lehiyoy seichita, vikarinun beitaimoy umamashe chita. Very stark nepach. And the kivan shenosan tam nikra al shmoy, vietze chavasai, vichashiv tam mamash chita. Tam ki ikar. Now, according to the Rosh, he obviously doesn't hold of this yesoid of the achrainim, because you don't have a shir challah yet. But this yesod of the achrayim seems to be a yesod that there are miyashav a few places in Shas. So that's only going according to one sheet of the Ramban, not a sheet of the Rosh or anyone else.
What's the yesod
of the achrayim that we mentioned in the Ramban was that the reason why the Ramban held that whatever chita we're talking about has to come from a shir chita is because you can't have a chalois of Bittul or Tam Ki Iker, unless it has a Shem Chala first. So a Nevela has a Shem Nevela already. But a Chala doesn't have a Shir Chala unless it's coming from a Shir Chala. So now I'm asking, so what does the Rosh hold? Because the Rosh holds that even less than a Shir Chala, you have Chita that's not coming from a Chala, and it's being mixed in a Taroivis. So is he arguing on this whole Yesod, or is there a different beer? And Chachamim of Rashbag also. What would they hold? Chachamim of Rashbag.
You want to understand what's trying to be Tosefta? You're explaining a Tosefta.
Right. So it could be that there, it's not a Yesaidis like a Machlekes, whether there is such a Yesaid in Hilchas Bittul. Rather, Lekul Alma in Hilchas Bittul, you have to have a Chalois Shem, how do we call it? A Chalois Shem Chala from the beginning, in order to be called Nikra al Shmai. But if you remember, a few chaburas ago, we spoke about a machlekes that the Sefer HaMikneh, Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, makes a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, he's discussing over there. If challah is a sug mimitzvah satluyus ba'aretz, I don't have a full hesber. I think we're still going to have to learn it as we go along. What does that mean? There could be, how it could be a machloikis. But what he does say clearly is that there's a machloikis rishonim whether the chalois chiyuv challah starts only from the blilas ha'isa. Beforehand, it's nothing. And only when you give it a shame isa, then it's considered a shame challah. Or does the yesoid chiyuv challah start already by the tvuah? Just there's a tnai that, just like there's a tnai by maisers ad shiyira pnei abayis, you're then you're chayav maiser. Also by challah, there's a tnai that you're only chayav bichala once there's a blila. But be'etzem, it had a shame of the tvuah already is mechuyev and chal. I mean, it's like meiser. It's already called tvuah that's going to be chayev bechala. Just it didn't come to fruition yet. So it's got a shame chita yet. So it could be the rush held right now. It's got a shame tvuah that's mechuyev bechala that's missing a tnai. It's chaser in the tnai. So once the tnai is going to be fulfilled, then you're going to be chayev. But right now it's chaser in the tnai. And that could be that could be right now. That's why the Rosh says Nikra al Shmoy. What Shmoy? There is no Shmoy. But the Pshat is called Chitim of Shmoy of it's called Al Chita. That's Chayiv Bechala. That's able to mispashet everything else. Not Stam Chita, because maybe Chita has no Cheshivas to itself. But it's Chita that has a Chayiv Chala. So that's one point I wanted to just. In other words, the question was, does the Rosh argue on this yesod that the Achrayim say in the Ramban, that in order for something to have a chiyuv, a shame bittel, it has to have a shame bifnei atzmai? So I'm suggesting that maybe the Rosh held, it does have a shame tvua that's chayav bechala. Because the Mikne says that some Rishonim hold that chala is dumya to meiser, that just like meiser from the beginning, it's tvuah that's chayv b'meiser, but you have to have atchir p'nei abayis or miruach, but it's not nothing beforehand. So it's chala is like that also.
Yes.
Not that it's nothing until it gets to an isa, then it's a new entity. The Sefer Shiras Nosan speaks about this, about whether it's a chiyuv from the beginning or not. I'm not clear on the Shitas of Rishonim yet, but I know that the Sefer HaMikneh I did learn the Sefer HaMikneh in the Lamed Aleph of Kiddushin. There he says clearly that there are two tzdadim. So I'm using that Sefer HaMikneh. I'll go upon him for our discussion. Okay. Now, going weiter, then we're going in the Shitas HaRosh. We see that the tour in Simen, in Hilchas Matzah, says that it's lav dafka chitim with oiris. Rather, it's also shar minim. Rather, it's shar minim im oiris. But the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam says in Ilchas Chala, Ilchas Chametz Umatzah, he says that if you're ma'arav chitim with oiris, then as long as there's tam dagan, you're yoytze. So I want to discuss Shitas HaRambam first, and then I want to get back to Shitas HaRosh, and then see what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Okay, so the Shitas HaRambam, the Prima Gadim has a very long ariches in the psicha of Hilchas Pesach in Simen Tof Nun Gimel, explaining every single shita in the Rishonim regarding Tam Ki Iker. It's also a very long gra in Simen Tuf Nun Gimel, Hilchas Pesach, that discusses all the shitas of Tam Ki Iker. So I'm saying this is a huge sugya that has a lot of interconnection with the Tam Ki Iker sugya. It's a huge sugya. And the Prima Gadim, I'm just, what's Negele in Yanenu, he explains in the Psicha, exactly where in the Psicha is the Chelek Hasheni, Bedinei Taroives V'chametz Nukshe Use'or, Hashita Shnia, which is the Rambam. And the point of the Prima Gadim that I'm just going to speak out is that the Rambam held that you're only chayav on Tam Ke Iker, if you have Kedei Achilas Pras. But it seems to be that Chitim Em Oiriz is an exception. Why is it an exception? Zog de Prima Gadim, because the Yesoid of Greira is that Greira makes the Oiriz Machmitz. There are Mefarshim in the Yerushalmi that say this Behedya, that the Yesoid of Greira is that it's Machmitz. So if you see a Shita like the Rambam that says that you dafka need chitim together with oiriz and not shar minim, obviously it means that there is a chemical reaction over here, and therefore every kazayis that you're going to eat, you're going to be like it. Masha ain kain.
Sorry, do you need a kazayis at all, or you don't need a kazayis?
I didn't work on that part.
But you can't, you have the, do you bechalal need kazayis?
I don't know.
Okay.
So what? No, no, I'm not going into that. I'm getting right now to the Prima Gadim. So he said, the Prima Gadim says in the Shita Sarambam that obviously the Rambam holds that the Yesoid of Greira is that it's Machmitz, because otherwise you would need a Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras, because Tam Ke Iker is not going to be Mehapechir according to the Rambam. He proves in Shita Sarambam that he doesn't hold of Mehapech. And by Chitim and Oiriz, you do have some type of Nehepach. Why? Because there is some type of chemical reaction over here. Masha Inkin, if you're going to hold, you're not going to hold of Greira. So if you're not going to hold of Greira, basically Tam Ke Iker is Mahapich. So you have two options, two tracks. Either Tam Ke Iker, and then it's Lav Dafka a Din in Oiriz. But if it's a Din in Oiriz, it's because of Greira. But then he has a Shverkite, because he says once you're going to say Greira with Oiriz, then you don't need Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras. If you're going to say Tam Ke Iker's Lav De'Oraisa, you would. But if you're going to hold, so there's, in other words, the Tam Ke Iker De'Oraisa of Mehapech, that's one thing. But if you don't hold Tam Ke Iker De'Oraisa that's Mehapech, then you need Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras. Unless you have this Din of Greira, which is Dafka by Oiriz. Says the Prima Gadim, Al Pizish, it's Shver on the Piskei HaRashba. Because the Rashba says Greira, Dafka by Oiriz, so he holds that you need A and B, and so that means you should have C. You have Chitim with Oiriz Dafka, he brings Oiriz and Chitim, but then he brings two Shitas regarding the amount of the Challah that you have to eat in order to be Chayav. Whether it's only a Kazayis or Kedei Achilas Pras. Now, why would he bring the Shita of Kedei Achilas Pras if you hold of Greira? If you hold of Greira, you don't need Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras. It's not relevant. That's the Shail of the Prima Gadim. Al Kolponim, you see from the Prima Gadim that Greira is a Din and Machmetz. I'm about to get to the sheet of the Rosh, which I don't know why the Achrayim don't speak about this Behedya. Maybe they do. In a moment, let me first finish with the Rambam. Reb Chaim understood in the Rambam, Din Greira is not in order to Machmitz, rather Greira is there to give it a Shem Lechem. And we spoke about this Reb Chaim in the past. There's two parts to Reb Chaim. The first part is he talks about Tam Lechem, and I'm not going to get into that part now. But then in the second part, he discusses that there could be a Yesoid is like a difference between Challah and Matzah. Whereas since he proves that Greira is not Stam and Inyan Machmitz, Greira is to give something a Shem Lechem. And he says, I learned this also from the Yerushalmi And the Tosefta, Chatzikav Kusmin, Chatzikav Chid, Chatzikav Sa'irim, that you're Chayiv and Chala, even though the Chid is not Mestarif in Sa'irim, says obviously there's a Yasoid over here that you're Mitzarif things, even though there's not Mehapich them, you're Mitzarif them to give it a Shem Isa, even though you don't have the Min over there, because for Chala, all you have to give is the Shem Lechem. But Lavdavka, it's Machmitz. Greira doesn't make it to be Machmitz, and therefore, says Reb Chaim Abam B'chiddush, he wants to say the Rambam held that there's a difference between Chala and Matzah, whereas in Chala, you have a Yesoid of Greira to give it a Shem Chala, and therefore, once you do, every Kezayis is Chayav and Chala. By Matzah, in order to be Chayav, it's not, if the Rambam is Maskim to the Raivad, that you'd have to eat a Kezayis Kedei Achilas Pras. Because Greira only makes it that it gives it a Shem Lechem. And he says, the Ravid is Mukhrach that way, because the Ravid says, Legabi Chala, he says, Pluktav Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Chachamim, whereas in Matzah, he doesn't mention any of that. So, Vayistah, he says, why? Because it's Pashat, that Legabi Matzah, you have to have a Tanai of Machmetz, and that you don't have, therefore, for sure, Yidik Tei Achilas Pras, and even the Rambam is going to agree with that. So the Reb Chaim understood that the Greira is not in order to be Machmitz, rather it's only to give it a Shem Lechem. And he's Meir Chinshitas HaToysis, that Toysis would hold not that way, and that's Toysis HaShitas about Mehapach. Now, the Rosh holds Tamke Iker. And it seems to be that the Rosh holds not only Tamke Iker, but the Rosh holds that you don't need Greira. L'chayra, you don't need Greira. For Chala, you don't need Greira. And that's what it seems to be in the way the Shach speaks out in Hilchas Chala Simen Shin Chav Dalet. If you read the Shach, the Pashtus of the reading of the Shach, Simen Shin Chav Dalet, Se'if Katan Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, L'chayra, like the Rosh, Ha'oise isa me'achitim u'me'a'iriz. Sif katan tes. Sif tes in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin chavdal sif tes. Ha'oise isa me'achitim u'me'a'iriz. Im yesh batam dagen chayavetz bechala. Af al pisha ruba iriz. Ve'im laf ptura. Why? Says the Ater Zov brought down on the Shach. The iriz gorir is achitim. Chikos of Ater Zov. V'vizim mashma b'chitim u'me'a'iriz. Is basar atam. Aval me'atur mashma du'ad in the chol chamishas minei dagon lav dafka chitim and iris. Remember Rabbi Kaysen's question last week of the bread that was mixed in with a lot of different chitim. So he sent me the ingredients. It wasn't chitim bread. You had rice, you had millet, you had corn, and you also had oat flour because it was gluten-free bread. So oat flour, oats are mechamishis aminim. And if oats are mechamishis aminim, so is that Geir the Iris? Is that Geir the Iris? Plus, it was only a little bit. It was Iris. It was the main ingredient, but we don't know how much Iris. But is there only Iris? So the Shach says that the tour is Mashma, that Huadin, Lekol Chamishas Minei Adogan. And the Bach brings this way, and it seems to be that according to, and the Svara is, because if you hold Tamke Iker, what does it matter if it's Davka Chitim? If it's because you have some type of chemical energy, so then you have that. Then you hold of Greira, because that's what Yerushalmi says. Greira is Davka Chitim or Sa'irim, and that's with Iris. Chitim and Sa'irim and Iris, definitely not Sharminim. So if so, if the fact that Sharminim helps, obviously it's a din in Tamke Iker. The Chayin Mashma Be'asheri, that means the Rosh Hashanah, the Tola Tamke, and the Tamke Iker Deraisa. So there's no din of Greira. Why is Shulchan Aruch different? Oh, he says, I say, Echidim Me'achitum Ema Iris. Ah, so. Right. So you're saying, Das Shulchan Aruch is not like this.
And the Ramah doesn't argue.
And they said,
just go with the Rajwa, one Mahat Rajwa, and then.
So I have a Raya to you. Because in Hilches Brachis, Simen Reish Ches, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Erev Shar Minim Kemach Shel Echad Sifteh, sorry. Irev kemach doichen v'shar mine kitnias im kemach shel chamishas min dedagim ubishlo begdera v'obem rezaynis v'ala mechiv. That's a man who passes for chamaytzi brick zamazin. That's just kemach kedechilas pras. What about Irez? So the Prima Gadim is bedayik that the Shulchan Aruch says davka irev kemach doichen v'shar mine kitnias. Why not Irez? So the Prima Gadim says in Hilchas Brachis that the Shulchan Aruch L'chaira holds that with Oiriz it would be Nepach. And he doesn't mention it. It's funny why he doesn't mention it. But he doesn't mention that it would be Nepach. But according to this understanding, in Hilchas Brachis, if you have Chitim and Oiriz, then the halacha is that it would be totally Chayav Birkas Hamozin, even on a Kezayis. Shaloi Kedei Achilas Pras. And in Hilchas Matzah, you could make, for people who are gluten sensitive, you can make chitim. They're only a little bit of gluten, and you know that they could be soivel.
No, you need tam. You need tam also. Be careful.
Yeah. So 1/6 is tam, I think, of keich Yisrael. I'm sorry. No, 1/6 keich Yisrael pras. So okay, fine. So you make sure you put in tam of chita into iris flour, and you bake for the matzah. So this is a new industry that we can do according to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. According to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. What? Yeah, you need tam dagan. Right, okay, so the kefela says you do. So it's very pretty easy, because iris tastes very different than dagan, I guess. So here you have it that l'chayra, the tour held that tam ke'ikr is mehapich. Tam ke'ikr is mehapich. But why do you need greira according to this? There's a sugya of greira. So the Rosh is Messiah. Rabbi Kraft pointed this out to me, and I think he's it's Pashit, but I would have loved to see the Acharonim speak this out behedya. Says Ubi Yerushalmi Shvatam Mishum Greira Mishum Davi Kashile Nehidas Lin and Basar Taima VeChashiv Kulachida Mekamak Mindu Rabbi Iris Einoi Boli Dechimutz Eretz Matzah Lachen Hutzach Lavash Tamachida Geres Iris Gerim Lavel Dechimutz. Then it's coming for Chimutz, and it would seem to be what he's trying to say is that you need chimutz by matzah, lav davka by challah. In other words, the ikr for challah is tam ki ikr. So I don't understand. I thought challah and matzah are the same.
There's two sources for challah. It's or lechem or it's chametz matzah.
In other words, what would happen by shar minim in matzah according to the Rosh? Right, greira is only said on chitim and sa'irim, the Yerushalmi says, right? So what would happen by shar minim, by matzah? It wouldn't help, you're saying. It's a chiddush. So that's why I looked up the Piskei Arosh. The Piskei Arosh doesn't mention a word about greira. So it's mashma bechala, it's not a din in greira bechlal. It's only the gabe matzah. In other words, greira is only a din in matzah, not in chala. The Kitzur Piskei Arosh. You don't have it here. That's what you have to look up in Bechiris. I don't know. I'm puzzled by this. According to the Rosh, that means by Chala, you don't need to have a shear. You don't have to have a din greira bechlal. And that's what's mashma in the Rosh, in the Prima Gadim, and in the Shach. It's only a din in matzah. The other tzad is to say no. When he says chimutz, because you need a tanai chimutz also by Chala. Like the Yerushalmi at the beginning, Aleph Amabez, talks about chimutz agabei chal as well. Nafkamina, let's say you don't have a chimutz by chala. I think Rabbi Krantz was pointing out that flour nowadays doesn't have chimutz unless you put yeast in it. It's all you need is a min habali de chimutz. All you need is a min habali de chimutz. Ah, that's pshat and challah. You need a min habali de chimutz. Okay, so, very good. You need the min. You need the min. Could be machmetz, right. No, I get it. Okay, so it wouldn't work then if chita, that you took out the gluten of the chimutz. Okay, so now I want to get to I'm going to end off with this, a phenomenal yesoid. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Brachis, Simen Reish Ches, Iriv Kemach, if with Shar Minei, Aminim, like Doichan and everything else. So the Shulchan Aruch says Dover Pele. He says that if you have Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras, so then you're able to make a Birkas, you're able to eat it. But if Hamoitzi and Birkas Hamazon, but if you don't have Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras, then you make a bracha of Hamoitzi Lechemina Aretz, and the after bracha is Al Hamichya. Okay, I'll read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ches, Davka Sheish Bekem Chamesh of Kedei Chila Dog and Chilas Bras. Avalim Ein Boishir Chamesh Aminim, Einoy Mevarich Lebasayv Birkas Hamazon, Ela Mevarich Bechila Hamoitzi, Kivin Sheish Boitam Dagan, Avin Shekazak Chilas Bras, Lebasayv Al Hamichya. The Gra, the Prima Godim, they say, Al Hamichya? Why Al Hamichya? You don't have Kazayis Kedei Achilas Pras. Look at Rabbi Schubert's face. He doesn't understand how that could be. And they're Mishana de Girsa. The Gra says, no, it doesn't mean Al Hamichya. It's Bayer Nefashis.
Wow.
The Shulchan Aruch's Girsa is wrong. The Magen Avraham has a Shverkai, it's Bleib Tzarechid, but the Gra categorically changes the Girsa. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well. Zog de Sefer Mata Yehuda. I have a Yishuv. This is Gevaldik. He says, the Magen Avraham understood, says the Mata Yehuda, the Magen Avraham understood, Harav Azil Tamei, the Din Bracha, Shave L'Shari Surin, V'le Din De Yeme Kepurin Le'achiv, V'le Din Shir Kezayis, the Achilas Matzah. The Magen Avraham understood that a Din Shir is the same Legabi Bracha Achroina, Legabi Achilas Matzah, and Yom Kippur, which we all understood this way. But says the Mata Yehuda, it's not so pashit. In other words, that the davka b'makom de mechuyev lechol, okay, the lechayve kore say malchus, davka place where you're mechuyev to even a kazayis, you're mechuyev kores or yom kippur, what's called an achila. Then it's written the din of kazayis kedei achilas pras. But legabi ahana that you're having ahana beachilas meyav, then you're only going to make a bracha. Then even if it's more than kazayis kedei achilas pras, you still make a bracha achreina, which would mean that the Shulchan Aruch. I asked this to Rabbi Avishai, and he told me I'm right. That if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say by achila the shir kazayis kedei achilas pras. It says that if you don't eat a shir of kedei achilas pras, if you don't eat a shir kazayis, you don't make a bracha achreina. Let's say you ate a shir kazayis, but it took you 10 minutes. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word. So the achreinim Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Yud says you don't make a bracha achreina. That's the Magen Avraham. That's shavu le'inyan kol ha'tayra kula. But the Mata Yehuda says mechatesi, and also he brings the mutzal me'esher of alfandri that it says also this way. He nistapig li'inyan bracha ve'elik moishik asafti who mafteyach toiv lekol advarcham etzirchem shir vein la'arach. So mafteyach toiv, it's mamash, it changes the conception of ilchas bracha achreina. Now why over here would you make ala michya and not birkas amazon according to this? So he bavorns this. You have to read it b'techad varm that he bavorns this that over here the reason why it's not going to work is because it lost its chashivas. But it's not because you're not nene. You still have to make a bracha achreina. It lost its chashivas. But in a case where it wouldn't lose its chashivas, that you're eating bread in 10 minutes, you'd have to make a birkas hamazon. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Now, what would be the the ma'ase in Siman Reish Ches, there's so many halachas that come out of this. When you're mitzarif, what are you mitzarif? Let's say you have a strudel cake that has a lot of sugar in it. So is sugar mitzarif to the shear or not? So if it's you have kazayis kedei achilas pras, so many achorinim say sugar is yam mitzarif because it's something that's mizbatel. Masha'enkin, if it's just like a filling or something like the cream, which is not mizbatel, that wouldn't be mitzarif to the shear. So in other words, now that we're talking about if you have a kazayis kedei achilas pras, is it mitzarif to the shear kazayis? So then it would really depend what the purpose of it, why it's coming. And that the Achrayim speak about a dafka in this sugya. So there's a lot to do in this sugya still. We learned the Ramban, we learned the Rosh, We learned the Ramban, we learned the Rambam, we learned the Rosh, and Halacha Lamaisis. So after we finish wrapping up the different corners and understanding what the sugya, I think we have to go back to Siman Shel Chaf Dalet with all the Hilchas Shir and get a Hashlama on this sugya. The Stama will take us to Kimat the end of the Zman. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.